This is my yard where I keep all my construction trailers and scaffold and my trucks. This is a mixer that mixes the mortar, wheelbarrows and mud stands, and these are all cinder blocks over here.
Behind a large industrial garage in Oak Lawn, Jerry shows me the tools of his trade. He points to dozens of old red bricks stacked high on a wooden pallet. He'll use them on a future job. He says people love reclaimed materials on their new homes.
These are probably the best bricks to use for when you're building. The new bricks nowadays, water can go through the new bricks, whereas these old bricks, not as much, you know.
Jerry has 6 employees, but asked that I not use his last name or his company's name. We couldn't even meet at his job site because his employees don't know his status.
Because you don't know what the way the American people are going to take you. I didn't want people to come out and say, oh my God, this guy is an illegal immigrant and he shouldn't be working here and this and that.
With blonde hair framing his blue eyes and rosy cheeks, Jerry is almost never asked about his status. He came to the U.S. from Ireland in the 1990s. Jerry married a U.S. citizen and has a 4-year-old son born here. But before he married, his visa expired. And that, according to his lawyers, makes Jerry ineligible for citizenship now. Jerry's hopes now hang on President Obama's executive order, expected to reprieve the deportation of a possible 5 million undocumented parents of American-born children. Not everyone is happy with the move. A CBS New York Times poll found 43% of those asked oppose the president's plan.
If the Republicans were going to pass immigration reform and executive action poisons the well, then this is not a good way to do it.
Alex Norrisa is with the Cato Institute, a conservative think tank. He says change should come from legislation and not the president's pen.
Almost all enforcement actions and reforms to the legal immigration system, such as expanding guest workers, can only be done through passing a law.
But President Obama has said he's doing what Congress failed to tackle. As his eyes well up, Jerry admits he's anxious. He says it would allow him to leave the bricks behind, to be a soccer coach, and to put to use his skills as a former semi-pro player.
My mother's been calling me 3 times today saying it's on the news, it's on the news. I hope something comes good of it because parents all over the world will be so excited, like everywhere, you know, is going to be so excited if their son can come home or if their daughter can come home or their family can come home.
And Jerry adds that while having the freedom to change jobs is a privilege for citizens, so is the freedom to travel, to see family in the good times and the bad.
My grandfather was here, never missed a Thanksgiving for 17 years. He passed away 2 years ago. And, like, you know, I couldn't go back for the funeral or anything. That's when it really hit home.
If the executive action doesn't include him, Jerry says he may take his family back to Ireland, a country with 11% unemployment and struggling to craft its own legislation for its growing immigrant population. I'm Yolanda Perdomo.